He sometimes, on the different legs, picked up silhouettes of members of the bomb string. Moonlight night, though, you would pick them up easily.
The whole thing, from the moment you take off to land again, was encased in a ball of fear. I mean, the only counter, as far as I'm concerned, was Stuart kept busy.
How goes the time, Digby?
Just gone 10 to 8, Skip.
That's all right, champ.
Nav to pilot, 15 minutes to Dutch coast, Skip.
RAF Lancaster WF-183, call sign O-Orange, crossing the North Sea as part of a 700-plus operation to bomb Krefeld in the Ruhr. The first bombs will fall at 0 hour 8:30 p.m. Sam Lambert, her pilot, is flying his 48th mission. This is the story of the last flight of O-Orange, nicknamed Creaking Door, and also of the many men and women, British and German, whose lives were changed that night of Saturday, the 18th of February, 1943.
Navigation to pilot.
Come in, coach.
Any sound the rest of them, Skip?
Negative. Got a problem.
They're unhappy about wind strength, Skip. Keeps pushing us off course.
Simon Cohen, navigator on O-Orange, sits at a small table some 6 feet behind Sam.
Better check it out.
Some 40 miles away from Creaking Door, Luftwaffe Oberleutnant August Bach, commanding officer of radar station Ernin on the Dutch coast, enters the control hut.
A big operation.
Enough to keep us busy here, Oberleutnant.
This is Willy Reinecke, senior NCO at radar station Ernin, August Bach's right-hand man.
This night, North Germany. That means we called the night fighter units from South Germany in the afternoon to North Germany, number one. We warned the industry, we warned the railway, medical units, and so on.
Likely target?
It's too early to say, Herr Oberleutnant. Heading just north of us. Hamburg, Cologne?
You've alerted the flak units in Antwerp, Breda, Rotterdam.
Being done, Oberleutnant.
In the center of the room is a frosted glass table on which is etched a map of their area, showing the North Sea and 60 miles inland across Holland and western Germany.
Send a signal.
Defense of this area is Ermin's responsibility. Similar radar stations form a wide belt between Britain and the heart of Germany. Two plotting girls positioned below the map shine colored points of light upwards onto the table's surface. A red light represents a bomber. Soon, a moving point of blue light will be on the table to represent the position of a German night fighter.
I hate cloud. Let's try to get above it. 2850, Vathis.
2850. Let's hope it's not all the way to our ceiling, Skip.
That's it, Vathis. Cheer me up.
Sorry, Skip.
It is pitch dark, except for the luminous glow from the dials in the cockpit and the dull light from the G in the newfangled radar set, H2S, on Cohen's navigation table.
I mean, on a night raid, it was really just flying blindly in complete darkness. Could have been Germany, it could have been Tibet, really, underneath.
Keep an eye on that starboard inner, Battersby.
I'll check all the gauges.
18 years of age, Sergeant Ted Battersby, flight engineer on Over Orange.
Give it a bit more throttle, could be a plug. She's coughing like an old banger.
Are you all right, Skip?
Yes, I'm fine.
Are you afraid of dying, sir?
I'm afraid of the rest of them dying because of some stupid mistake I make. It's all down to me.
Of course it isn't.
Who else? I'm the pilot. Every bugger depends on me.
You can't take the blame for everything that goes wrong.
I move the control wheel, the plane gets hit. I don't move it, we still get hit. Hard to know what to do. I keep dreaming of Gregson.
19,000! Still cloudy, Skip!
Maintain climb.
150 miles an hour, Skip.
Pilot to bomb, Ava.
Yes, Sam.
Any sign of this cloud breaking up?
Negative, Skip. But you know what I wish, Sam? I wish I was standing with a foaming pilot down the dog and dark.
Yeah.
The best bloody bomber ever, the Avro Lancaster.
Oh, here we go.
I'll fight any man here who has a bad word to say for the Lancaster, or Creaking Door in particular.
You never said that the first time he flew her, diggers. Oh, no. proper scared he was. Thought the forward hatch door was going to open under him.
We're coming up on target, right? I'm laying on the forward hatch in the bomb aimer's position, and the door keeps making this funny noise.
You imagined it, boyo.
I bloody heard it, you little Welsh milkman. I mean, I'm lying on the flame.
No, Skipper says I can't hear nothing. Nobody could, only him.
When we got back, I said to Sam Lambert, Sam, I said, get that flaming creaking door down on your drip sheet. Have Worthy's men take her apart before some bloody bomb aimer finds himself sailing down into Hunland on the back of a blockbuster. And you know what he said?
We'll be okay on this plane, Digger. The creaking door hangs the logger.
Yes! Yucky bloody dog.
Nav to pilot. The G's being jammed, Skip. We're south of track. Adjustment to course, turn left, 020 degrees.
Pilot to navigator, give me that again, Kosher.
Turn 020 degrees port, Sam.
Roger. I feel a bit happier once we've cleared this cloud.
We went into our waiting rooms, already dressed, with our combination and the life vest we had on. We did not smoke, of course, because this is reducing your air sight. We were eating in carrots. We were waiting there, playing cards, reading books, and the light was not so bright, and we waited. And then we waited very often for hours.
27 young German flyers, pilots and their radar operators and observers killed time at Luftwaffe night fighter station Krunswick in northern Holland.
Here we go.
I'll pay you later.
Go on, Werner. Rudy, your hat. Rudy. Dieter, did Christian Himmel say anything to you before he left this afternoon?
I told you, Victor. I didn't see him. None of us did.
Yes, I know.
He'd gone off with Blessing before we got back from our flying tests. Shame his old man dying suddenly like that.
Yes, yes, it is.
So strange, too.
Are you
what?
Go on, Manfred, I'll catch you up. Himmel always said his pappy died when he was a kid. This is something to do with that file he saw about the concentration camps, isn't it?
What file?
That file that Himmel... Forget I spoke, Herr Oberleutnant.
And you forget anything he told you?
Yes, sir, Herr Oberleutnant, I have already. At least we now know why Blessing is always sneaking around our billet.
Sam Lambert's Lancaster climbs through cloud.
They're up to the gate.
The altimeter reads 20,000 feet.
I wish I could see the turning point, Flairs. Pilot to navigator.
Nav here, Skip.
Not exactly where we are yet, Coach. Hang on. I can see two patches of searchlights to port.
Could be The Hague or Rotterdam. I'm working out another correction. The wind's got even stronger.
O for Orange carried two navigational aids. G, a precise system of radio beacon grid lines that did not extend accurately into Germany and was easily jammed. Cohen also had a new device installed less than a month ago, a primitive radar known as H2S. It was prone to malfunction, but at least the Germans didn't know how to jam it yet.
Navigator to pilot. Can I have some straight and steady? Now the clouds are breaking. I want to do a star shot.
Roger, Kirsch.
Cohen's father had taught him to navigate on his yacht, so Cohen preferred to use a sextant for star shots, and they had been in cloud for over half an hour.
Well, where those two lines crossed, of course, is where you were. Remembering never, never where you are.
Aboard his Junkers 88 at Krunswick Night Fighter Station, Oberleutnant Baron Victor von Löwenherz and his crew run through final checks. Ahead, the runway is lit by searchlights.
Radar working, Rudy.
Yes, Herr Oberleutnant. Remember the binoculars this evening, Observer Werner?
Yes, Herr Oberleutnant.
The mechanic and lookout Werner sits at the pilot's right shoulder. Rudy Sachs, the 18-year-old radar operator, sits behind them. The cabin isn't much larger than a family car.
Tap to one.
Katsuan, clear to takeoff. Proceed to Himmelbed Station, Ermin. Circle radio beacon, church steeple, 7,000 metres.
Got it, Rudy.
Oberleutnant. The takeoff flare, sir.
Airspeed, please.
They were overloaded, no doubt about it. especially if we had additional tanks under the wings. By these high, sophisticated antennas, we had the SN2, we called it, then we had the Liechtenstein, then a few additional more antennas. You had to apply additional power and additional speed to get airborne.
70.
Night fighter on its way, sir.
Radar station Ermin, 75 miles from Kronzweig.
Who do we have?
We have two Ju 88s from 1st Division of Kronzweig. Mm. Call signs Ketzer 1 and 5. 5 will be here first.
Let me know as soon as you have them on the plotting table.
Sir. Looks to be at least 400 Tommies.
Really? There'll be plenty for us to do then.
Ketzer 1 is Victor von Leeuwenhurst, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Shot down 6 the other night. We'll give them a run for their money.
Navigator to pilot.
Go ahead, Cohen.
We're about 25 miles south of the stream, Sam. Jimmy just got the new winds on the hour from group.
Weather had changed while you were actually in the air. Whatever the aircraft who'd gone out in the morning and sent back their weather report to base while they were actually over Germany, that would have been perhaps 8 or 10 or even 12 hours before you got airborne. The weather was possibly after the German fighters and ACAC weather was our third worst enemy, no doubt about it.
Working it out, Skip. The winds they gave us were well out.
Even more lost, some 10 miles further south of Ophir Orange, was another Lancaster from Whalley Fen. Call sign S for Sugar. Its pilot was commander of B Flight, Flight Lieutenant Terry
Give me Sweet. A bloody headache, Billy!
Sorry, Skip. I'm just calculating it.
Give me strength!
Correction! Turn 025 degrees left, Skip.
I don't want a blasted correction, Billy! Give me a heading to get me back into the stream!
Navigator to pilot?
Get on with it!
I calculated for 15 miles per hour. It seemed to be more like 40
Stop
miles per hour.
Stop faffing about! We don't want to get booted out the backside by flak from Arcon or Maastricht.
Turn left 90 degrees.
Turning 90 degrees port. Pilot to bomb aimer.
Yes, sir.
Stop waggling that forward turret.
Like to keep her on the move, Skip.
Well, keep her still a second. Useless bloody navigator.
He's only had the H2S a couple of weeks, Skip. He's doing his best.
Not jolly well good enough, Murphy. Cohen's coming to us tomorrow. He's a half-decent navigator.
And Sam Lambert's okay about the switch, is he?
Just keep your eye on the engines, flight engineer. I can handle Lambert. A spent force, Mickey, that's what he is. Just be thankful you're flying with me.
I'm very sure that I was successful in some cases because a rear gunner did not see me. But he could not see me and I could see him better. Especially if I took the advantage of a tactical position to come from below.
It was one of the frightening things was that the enemy fighter could see the four exhausts of your aeroplane. One of the most frightening things of all, when you saw other Lancasters' exhausts, think to yourself, Christ, we look like that.
O Orange is heading across Holland at a height of 21,000 feet, as high as it will go.
Rear gunner to pilot.
Yes, Flash, what is it?
Oh, it's all right, Skip. I can see a couple of lights just below us to starboard.
Good man, Flash. Pilot to navigator, good show, Kosh. Looks like we're getting back on track.
Radar station Ermin. On the cliff above the beach, the Freya radar aerials turn, named after the legendary Nordic goddess who could see 100 miles day and night. They are now jammed by special bombers in the stream. Cities along the Ruhr sound bombing alerts as the front of a stream heads towards them south of Rotterdam. Some 100 meters away from the Freya, the Wartburg radar tracking dishes move silently, following the bombers as they cross the area. These dishes, with their narrower beams, are the ones that track individual aircraft. A 100 miles to the southeast of the radar tracking station, the small medieval German town of Altgarten. Opposite the 16th century church of Lieberfrau is Frenzel's restaurant, where Walter Reismann, Bürgermeister of Altgarten, is hosting a dinner party to celebrate his birthday.
Why is it? Why is it gross as always knows such risque jokes?
I heard that one from a politician, Herr Bürgermeister. Good turnout, Herr Bürgermeister, but luxury is always a draw.
More champagne, sir.
Thank you.
So,
What do you make of this news of your cousin's, eh?
What news?
August and... Oh, don't come the innocent with me, Gerd. August. Marrying his little rad girl, Anna Luisa.
You shouldn't listen to gossip, Walter. He went back to his radar station this afternoon.
He told me himself in here at lunchtime.
Really?
August couldn't keep his hands off her. Not that I blame him. She's got a cheeky little body. Must be half his age. I mean, that boy of his.
Hansel?
Hansel, yes. I mean, what kind of mother will she make for him? You know her reputation.
Well, everyone does. Except August. I've tried to... He's infatuated.
Pretty little thing. Good fun, no doubt. But marriage? No.
In war, men do strange things.
Drive on.
A Kubelwagen of the Waffen SS leaves the Wald Hotel in Altgarten with two men inside. Sturmbannfuhrer Fischer and his driver, returned from the Eastern Front, have business with Herr Voss, the tailor, in Florastrasse. Business that can only be done in the darkness of night.
Turn left here.
As the car turns into Florastrasse and approaches the old tailor's house, it passes the house of August Bach, commanding officer at radar station Ermin. Inside, his 10-year-old son Hansel is listening to the radio.
Thank you, Bach, Hansel.
Do I have to go to bed now, Anna Luisa?
Oh, of course you do. Big boys need their sleep.
What do you do when I'm asleep?
I have a letter to write to your father, and I want to be able to tell him what a good boy you're being.
All right, I'm going.
No, no, come on. Go on.
No, get out.
Pilot to all crew. Keep your eyes peeled. Night fighters out there.
Temperature on starboard outer's up a bit, Skip.
Running smooth enough. Give the dial a tap.
It's dropping back.
Pilot to wireless operator. Anything back from Met on the Wind situation?
Wireless operator to pilot. Nothing since 8, Sam. Been twiddling the dial, though, and there's some German stuff.
Good. Thank Lisa. You sure? Marry Pink?
What are they saying, Jimmy?
As a wireless operator, yes, I heard them talking, that's right, yes. What they were talking about, I have no idea. I don't understand the language at all. But you actually listen and hear on that frequency.
God knows, Skip. Definitely a German transmission, though. Ground control to a night fighter, perhaps.
I think they have a hearing, the frequencies, and they heard the speech between us.
Jam him, Jimmy.
But it was uncanny to listen, uncanny. The control, at base control of the fighter, you could pick them up very well indeed. Then you had snatches of conversation where the pilot or the aircraft came back to them to answer. Very brief, you know, very brief indeed.
Bound to be directing some blight onto our heading.
Later on, it was disturbed by the English planes, right? And they had on board, they had transmitters.
Once you'd picked up the actual fighter station, you switched over, and the microphone, there were microphones in the engine that you picked up and transmitted through your own transmitter to try and obliterate the instructions to the fighter pilots.
Pilot to Red Turret, see anything, Flash?
Negative, Skip!
Let it be some other poor bugger tonight, not us. Please, God.
Seven 700 aircraft were ordered by Bomber Command HQ that morning. Ground crews, by great efforts, added 5 previously unserviceable aircraft to this total. But by the time the leading aircraft crossed the Dutch coast that night of February the 18th, 1943... there are now only 695 aircraft in a stream stretching back across the North Sea to the East Anglian coastline. 2 aircraft collided over the assembly point at Southwold, killing both crews, and 2 crashed on takeoff. The other 6 have turned back for such technical failures as rear turret hydraulic malfunctions, engine seizures, Fuel line blockages, coolant pump failures, all the ills that aircraft flown to the limit of their endurance are heir to. One had to return because its pilot was taken sick. He landed back safely, but died next day from peritonitis due to a ruptured appendix. Six de Havilland Mosquitoes of 8 Group Pathfinders lead the raid, fitted with the new top-secret oboe direction guidance equipment. Their job is to locate the target, Krefeld, ahead of a stream and drop bright red target indicator flares onto it. But tonight, there is trouble among the mosquitoes. Two have had to turn back already. Wally Fennafy. Ruth Lambert, Sam's wife, sits alone drinking a mug of strong tea after her supper. Safety and Rescue, where she works, has been hectic all day.
Is anyone sitting here?
No. I say, are you all right?
Oh, fine.
Had some bad news.
That accident this afternoon, the armourer who was killed.
Did you know him?
No, I was there. I saw it.
Oh, how dreadful.
It's funny, you know. I was all right straight after. I mean, it was a shock, but yes. We were all that relieved and it didn't explode, but I felt quite all right, really. But, well, now I've had time to think about it.
Do you have a hanky?
No.
Here, take mine.
Oh, that was silly, really. I didn't even know his name. So many young chaps don't come back every night, but when you see it close to like that, I feel a fool. Madge Scott.
Ruth. Ruth Lambert.
Any relation to Sam Lambert?
His wife. But I mostly use my maiden name on base.
Your secret's safe with me. I know his flight engineer.
You know Batters?
Well, you know. Must be awful for you. Waiting, I mean.
One has to try to get used to it.
Batters thinks your husband's a great bloke.
Does he? That makes two of us.
The 695 aircraft lumber towards Krefeld. Each Lancaster cost £42,000 to build. The man-hours spent on constructing each four-engined aircraft could have built a mile of motorway. They carry a combined bombload of 1,960 tons of munitions at a cost of around £13,000 per bomber, including fuel and servicing. 980 tons of it is high explosive, over 930 tons of it incendiaries, not to mention 40 tons of special items like target flares and photo flash bombs. Taking into account training, hardware and weaponry, each aircraft represents a public investment of £120,000. Even without including the Ober mosquitoes, the nuisance raids on Berlin and the leaflet-dropping exercise over Ostend, to mount tonight's operation has cost the public purse around £85 million in the 1943 prices.
Hansel, are you ready for bed?
What you doing?
Saying my prayers. Have you said yours?
Yes.
Good boy. Come on. Bed.
Hello, Louisa.
Yes.
I'm glad we don't live in Krefeld.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Did you write your letter?
Yes.
Did you tell Father I was a good boy?
Of course I did. And I sent him your love.
Good.
Straight to sleep.
Because the turret was open, you smelt the cordite of the exploding ACAC, which is the most nauseating smell you can possibly imagine, worse than a sewer. The absolute smell of death.
On Ofa Orange, Cohen the navigator tries to concentrate on his maps and charts.
Look at the bit on top ahead, Skip.
Navigator to pilot.
Coming, Cash.
We're going to be a bit late to target, Skip. I reckon we'll be there in 31 minutes.
Thanks, mate. Meet up at the pilot. Muck coming up. On the right, Skip.
Oh, God.
I thought, oh, my God. If my mother had known that I was going to go through this, she'd have probably never had me. That's how horrifying it was.
We're not on our own, Skip.
What?
I just saw another lank below us.
It's dropping a load of flak down there.
Wind's pushing us all south, Skip.
Blew us on the starboard side, Skip. Somebody's got conned in a beam.
Keep concentrating on those throttles, Batters.
You would see a beam flick over and catch a plane. In a flash, there would be 20, 30 more beams on it. You'd see all the shells exploding around the aircraft.
0 degrees port, Skip.
Pilot to navigator, 030 degrees left. Getting close. Need to take some evasive action. Pilot to crew, brace yourselves. Might be a bit bumpy.
Why doesn't that lamp do something? Move, you clone. They're going to get a fix on him.
Anyone see who it is?
Well, I'm in a pilot.
Go ahead, Digby.
It looks like T. Tommy.
He's been hit.
Oh, my God.
Great sort of sudden balls of flame and stuff and bits flying off. And you think, Christ, you know, poor sods, you know, and this is it. And down it went. And you think, Christ, there's seven bots in here, you know.
Took a direct hit on the Bombay.
Sam serpentines creaking door away from the probing searchlights and the flak. Soon they're flying in pitch dark again, seemingly alone in the sky.
We lost a bit of height there, Skip.
Climbing power 2850.
2850.
Sam peers
Skip.
Ahead into the solid black. His eyes begin to smart. He closes them for a moment.
Can't you sleep either?
Ooh. I hate the thought of going back tomorrow.
If it hadn't been for the war, we wouldn't have met.
I can't imagine life without you.
Maybe you should try.
You're coming out of this alive, Sam.
All the blokes I started out with are gone. Gotta be my turn soon.
In the tailor's house in Altgarten, a light burns in the study as SS Sturmbannfuhrer Fischer watches Herr Voss examine the carpet he has brought him.
Old... Caucasian? No, don't tell me. Cuba?
Cuba, from the National Museum at Kharkov. 300 years old.
It's a very fine carpet, no question.
You know about carpets?
I've bought a few in my time. So you're with the Galician 14th Waffen SS?
How much?
How much were you thinking?
10,000.
Right, Mark.
What did you think? Pfennig?
It's a lot of money.
It's a museum piece, Herr Voss. Priceless.
Everyone says they have a museum piece these days.
I took the thing from the museum myself at the point of a gun. Like this. 10,000.
Please. Guns make me nervous.
At radar station Ermin, a fix has been set on O Orange.
Catcher 5, order. Turn 10 degrees starboard. Do you have visual contact? Catcher 5, can you see him?
Flying through cloud cover.
He's reacting too slowly. He must be one of the new fellas.
Be patient, will you?
Can you see him on your radar yet, Catcher 5?
On O4 Orange, they were unaware that they had become the target.
Cruising power, Batters.
Cruising power, Skip.
Gently. Gently. Pilot to crew, we are at bombing altitude.
Bomb aim and a navigator. Time to bomb run, please.
We got the directions from the ground. Lisa left, Rolf on the right side. And we got always then the distance with Marie. Marie 5, that means the distance is 5 kilometers.
Bombing from Catcher 5, target in sight. Rocking sight, set, on. It's a Lancaster, I can see the twin tail.
Nobody dares to say one word. Everybody was looking and what orders this guy gave to the pilot and hoping that he was catching the target, and then always very exciting and full of electricity.
Catcher 5, turn 5 degrees, Rolf. Reduce speed, you're coming too fast. Decrease altitude to 6,000 meters.
I'm right above it. I can't miss. Safety catch.
My pity was always the gunner, who had nothing to do but sit all the time looking for the horror of enemy attack.
Fighter, cops report, cops.
Diving to port, everybody hold tight.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Ketcher 5 from Ermine, come in.
He's seen me. He's diving too.
God, why did you come at him from underneath? Come in, Ketcher 5.
Ketcher 5's upon him, throwing him down.
Rolling. Down, starboard.
You're too hard on her. She won't take it.
Shut up and help me. Get your hands over mine on the wheel. Swing her down, starboard.
Starboard.
It'll be the sick-making feeling. It's rather like being on a roller coaster when you get to the top and you pow, you go down. The corkscrew was a fearsome. It's surprising the airplane stuck together, these stresses and strains.
That rolling shake, that bastard. We're going to take her down to 15,000 and then pull her up. Diving starboard. Ready, batters, full thrust.
3,000, skip. You'll snap the tail assembly.
Dive, your beauty. We'll pull her up at 15,000. If you start playing, Battis, I swear I will... Hold her!
17. 16.50.
Down with
that! Push, Battis, push!
You'll take the tail
off! Right the bloody altitude!
16. 15.50. Oh, mother! 15!
Right, you mother-lucky bastard. Get up!
You won't live!
Pull it with me! Now!
Yeah, there were many clever fellows which I missed, because then he moved down and I missed him. Very often I was shooting in the blind, and I saw them making half a roll with four engine and going down a steep dive, because I knew that was the only chance.
I have him right on top of the Tommy, and he let him get away.
Ketcher 5, stand by for further instructions. We'll get him on the way back. He's still heading east.
The Ruhr?
It's got to be the Ruhr.
Unless they divert northeast of Bremen.
No, it's too late for them to swing north and avoid the flak. Order. All Ruhr targets to air danger 10.
Very good, Sam.
Thank God Anna Luisa and Hansel aren't in Krefeld tonight.
The six oboe Pathfinder mosquitoes on tonight's mission to Krefeld were having a bad op. As well as the two which had aborted over the North Sea because of faults with their oboe sets, another had engine failure, and yet another would not complete the mission because of an iced-up oxygen tube which cost the crew their lives in the North Sea. Flying 10,000 feet above Lambert, and nearly 200 miles an hour faster, and now only minutes from Krefeld, one of the two remaining mosquitoes turns back as its oboe set fails too. The last mosquito, however, is right on track for Krefeld. It is flown by Flying Officer Alan Hill, a married man whose wife is expecting their first child. The two-seater Pathfinder mosquitoes had no armor or weapons. Flying as fast as they did at heights of up to 32,000 feet, they were thought to be inaccessible to night fighters. Neither the RAF nor Alan Hill is aware of the existence of the Germans' new top-secret supercharged Junkers 88.
Signal's fine. You'll hear the other in a few moments.
Thanks, Alan.
Bombs armed. Bomb doors open. Good man. Stand by.
Oboe pilots listened to radio signals from Britain that kept them on course. They didn't even have to see the ground to hit their target. Oboe was accurate to within 600 yards, guided by transmissions from 220 miles away. Alan Hill waits to hear a second signal. The navigator waits too, with his hand on the bomb release, ready to drop the target indicators on Krefeld. So far, for this last mosquito, everything has gone to plan.
Ah! Under it! Oh, God! What happened? Under it! Under it! Not Peter! Peter, that is J-U-88! Help me!
I'm the T.I. Jennison and Peter! It's crying. Nothing's happening. Come on, you blasted thing! Lay up.
Of the four target indicators which fell from Alan Hill's aircraft when it exploded, Two fell harmlessly, failing to detonate. The other two dropped just to the east of Altgarten, some 7 miles west of Krefeld. The flares detonated as they were fused to do at 1,000 feet and spewed benzyl, rubber and phosphorus for 100 yards in all directions, creating two pools of brilliantly bright red light that was seen from 4 miles away by the approaching bomber stream.
I waked up during the night and I saw some lights came in the windows, and I looked outside and it looked fantastic. Nice Christmas trees, lights on the sky. I didn't know what is it. It looked very nice. I lived like a farmer's boy in the middle of the country. I didn't know anything.
No one at the Burgermeister's party saw the lights.
And next, I must thank my dear wife. Yeah. And what can I say? She gets younger looking every year. Or maybe it's my eyesight failing. Firstly, for giving me three such pretty daughters, Elsa, Trudy, and sweet little Gerda, our youngest. I call them my three young sweethearts, you know. And, of course, I must also say thank you to... Now, what is it, young man?
I'm sorry, Herr Burgermeister. I've got an urgent message from Town Hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an official report that there is a heavy force of RAF terror flyers in the sky tonight. The likely target is the Ruhr. However, you will all wish to attend to your duties. Thank you for coming. Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! There's the car outside.
The Burgermeister's wife finds herself unaccountably in tears as she follows her husband out of the restaurant into the street where the official car is waiting with the engine running. She and her children wave as the car moves away. Walter waves back. He will never see his family again. As the car reaches the town hall, Walter can see the searchlights of the flak battery 3 miles away and Alan Hill's target indicator still burning. It was bad luck for Altgarten that the whole bomber stream was now 12 miles south of the planned route because of the stronger-than-forecast winds and would pass over it. The operation to bomb Krefeld was beginning to go disastrously wrong. On Ofa Orange, Sam Lambert was again flying straight and level.
Pilot to navigator, plot a course to get us back in the stream.
Yes, Sam. Don't be late on target.
You're right, Batters.
I was tired, the tail would come off.
Sometimes it does. Skipper to all crew, any damage to report?
Well, my Maria. We've got a bit of a crack on the nuts, Skip, but otherwise, right as right.
Need attention, Digby.
Nah, Skip, nothing serious. I've known worse the morning after.
Pilot to wireless operator, come in, Jimmy. Navigator, check on Jimmy. Is he all right?
Navigator to pilot. He's okay, Skip. He's off intercom picking up my charts.
Mid-upper year. Everything okay. No thanks to you, Flash.
All right, Vinci. Flash, you all right?
I never saw it till last minute.
Thought taking out the perspex shield to give a clearer view.
Cut the cackle, Vinci. Everybody, we've had our free warning. Keep your bloody eyes open. New setting, Cohen, as soon as you have it.
17 minutes to target. Turn right. 0-3-5 degrees.
0-3-5 it is. We goes down and we sit there and a lot of them, they are praying and they sit and wait and hope that nothing happened to us, that it goes in another place.
Who is it?
Good ball, Anna.
August Bach's house in Florastrasse Altgarten.
Is something wrong?
There's been a bomb alert.
I heard the siren. I was expecting you.
Were you?
August said today if there was an air raid, I could depend on you.
Look, what are you after?
I'm sorry?
August is more than twice your age.
He's not rich. I'm better off than him. Of course, I've no medals, only this gammy leg, but that wouldn't put you off, would it, Ana Luisa?
I love him, and he loves me.
Well, you may have fooled him, but I know about you and that young fella.
Ana Luisa, who's out there?
Go to sleep, Hansel. It's only Cousin Gert. What are you doing up, anyway?
Cousin Gert, are you drunk?
Hello there, Hansel. No, young'un, I'm merry.
You should be asleep.
I can't. There are lights in the sky.
What lights? Go to bed.
Back up, Lancasters were beginning to remark the sight of the misplaced red target indicator from Alan Hill's mosquito with red and green TIs.
Hansel, get your coat and shoes. Quickly. You too.
What does it mean?
Quickly, Hansel!
Good, I'm not sleeping.
Target flares.
What?
They dropped those lights to mark the targets for the bombers.
Well, they won't bomb here. Why would they bomb here?
Old Foster Taylor has a deep cellar. Come on, quickly, Hansel!
Starbuck used to bring hot drinks to the shelter when we were in Crayford.
No time.
They're going to bomb us, Uncle Gert.
Of course not, Hansel. We're going to Herr Foster's shelter just to be on the safe side.
Here, Hansel, have my torch. Tell Herr Foss I sent you.
Don't be afraid, Hansel. There's nothing to bomb here.
Only us.
Evening, Herr Bürgermeister.
The town hall, Altgarten.
They're dropping flares east of the town.
I saw them.
We're ready for them, Herr Bürgermeister. The Red Cross women are heating the soup. Frau Gretel and Frau Josef are waiting for you.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
At the beginning of the war, Walter had requisitioned the old department of births and deaths in the basement of the town hall for his splendid air raid control center. Walter was proud of its maps, plans and special phone lines and electricity generator. But he never dreamt that he would ever use them. Steady. Pilot Officer Roger Donald Lancaster was over Altgarten at 0 hours plus two. His bomb aimer, Flying Officer Frank Layton, saw the misplaced marker flares. He was surprised that his coordinates were wrong. But he was convinced this was Krefeld when he saw the image on his navigator's H2S, which showed reflections off water, which was what he expected to see outside Krefeld.
Steady. Bomb's gone. Hold steady for the flash, Skip.
It was, in fact, reflections off the greenhouses of Altgarten's small market gardens. His green target indicator flares landed right on top of Alan Hill's red.
Clear!
He also dropped 4,000 pounds of high explosive.
Bomb doors closed.
Close bomb doors, Skip.
Climbing fire.
It was bomb doors closed. Big sigh of relief. You'd feel the aircraft rise after the bombs were dropped because it's a quite a huge weight. You could actually feel it go up.
The next Lancasters dropped 30-pound incendiaries and more green target indicators, as well as several tons of 500-pound general-purpose bombs. The Bacharach TIs were to prove fatal for the town. They would burn for 20 minutes on the far side of Altgarten to the east, and as the raid progressed and the bombing crept back from them, more and more bombs would land on the town's wooden center.
Come on, man. It doesn't take that long to walk to the hut and back.
The first casualty in Altgarten was the water processing plant manager, Alfred Fankel, who had rushed from the Bürgermeister's party to his post when the alarm went off. When he got there, he realized his keys were in his other jacket. Alfred Fankel was still standing outside the waterworks waiting for the foreman to fetch the spare set when a 250-pound high-explosive bomb went off. Fankel was thrown some 120 feet into the air. When the keys were brought, there was no gate to unlock. The bright red and green TIs and the first explosions and flames could now be seen from 10 miles away by the main force bombers in the stream. The operation against Krefeld had gone terribly wrong. As the first thumps were heard in Herr Voss's house in Florastrasse, Ana Luisa smiled encouragingly at Hansel.
Herr Voss, shouldn't we all go down to the cellar?
Wait one moment.
Two of the 500-pound medium-capacity bombs dropped from Wing Commander Hugh Munro's Lancaster R. Roger hit slum housing to the east of Altgarten's town centre, some 1.5 miles away from Florastrasse. One failed to explode, like a sixth of all the bombs of this type Bomber Command took to Germany. Monroe's Lancaster was now almost overhead. Anna Luisa didn't know, but Monroe's next bomb, hung up in his bomb bay, was now whistling through the night air above them. 4,000 pounds of RDX and TNT high explosive, and it would hit Florestrasse. It demolished the large apartment block at the corner of Fosse's Road. 23 people were dead and 17 were dying. 6 had lost limbs. These were the ones who had heard the alarm, thought it was a mistake and ignored it. 21 more would die because they hadn't.
Dust, you couldn't see 4 or 5 meters, I think, 4 or 3 meters, I don't know exactly.
Having taken shelter in the apartment cellar, they were buried, but not yet dead.
My mother covered us, our heads, with a big pillow concerning the noise and that we would be hurt by bricks and so on.
The air inside would get fouler as the night wore on and run out 12 hours after the explosion.
Suddenly it was complete darkness. The electricity had gone when the bombs came nearer. And we thought it is the end for us all. My grandmother, 64 years old, she prayed for us all and we heard it.
36 hours before rescuers reached them, they would all be dead, including the mother of the town hall telephonist, Gerda Josef.
Three more explosions in Dorfstrasse.
Deep in the basement of Altgarten's town hall, she and her colleagues relayed news of explosions and fires.
Fire at 35 Kaiser in Augustestrasse, Herr Bürgermeister.
Just mark them on the map. What's the matter with you people? We've practiced these bomb raid procedures so many times.
Control center. Large explosion, end of Florastrasse. The Kaiser building has collapsed. My mother's there visiting her sister.
I'm sure everyone heard the warning, Fräulein Josef, and went to the cellar.
Night fighter pilot Baron Victor von Löwenherz was now 3 miles from a Lancaster on a converging course.
Anything, Rudy? It should be on your screen.
The radar screen, we had, if you get a line in the tube, the green line, and then when the plane comes in, the bomber, you get a blip.
Got it. 700 meters away. Close it fast. Tell me when you have a visual contact, Werner. Closing 650 meters. Got him. 1 o'clock high. Nothing to starboard. 600 meters. Closing.
It's happened. If you had the same altitude like the four-engine plane, you felt the prop wash. You felt, here is a light turbulence from the fellow in front of you. And then I tell you, it's like with a hunter. You feel here is the guy you have to shoot down within the next seconds.
No sign of avoiding tactics. Cats are one to Herman. I have visual sighting. Dropping beneath him.
Message understood, Cats are one.
Löwenherz couldn't stop thinking of his friend and fellow officer Christian Himmel, now presumably in the hands of the Gestapo. The photographs in the official Luftwaffe medical file, freezing experiments on human beings, which Christian had stolen and shown him, wouldn't leave him either.
The light switch is on the left at the bottom of the steps, gentlemen. Miss?
Yes, I've got it. Hold my hand, Hansel.
Anna Luisa couldn't understand why Herr Voss had seemed so reluctant to let them use his cellar. Perhaps she thought he was waiting for the two SS men to leave.
You and the boy have the sofa, miss. Shall I fetch him a blanket? He should be asleep.
I'm not tired, Herr Voss.
Where are you going, Voss?
Back upstairs to fetch a blanket for the boy, Sturmbannführer.
Stay here.
What? Oh, no problem. I won't be long.
Didn't you hear me? I said, stay here. Nice collection of objets d'art. Now, we've got to 15,000, I believe, for the carpet and the silver.
Yes.
Don't worry. You're getting a bargain, boss. Give me the cash, and the corporal and I will be on our way.
There's an air raid going on.
Ah,
Here's the safe.
Couldn't we wait until...
Open it!
I can't.
What?
I can't open it. I need the combination. Old men's memories aren't good. It's written in my appointment book. Upstairs.
Get it.
Yes.
Twenty-five miles from Altgarten, Löwenherz is moving closer behind and underneath the Lancaster.
Safety catches off.
The three 20mm Oerlikon cannons fitted in the nose of the Junkers 88 are cocked and ready.
Turner, speed, please. 300. It's slow for Lancaster. 290. Easy back.
Löwenherz inches under the huge aircraft.
What you saw was a silhouette. You saw the 1, 2, 3, 4 engines. You saw also 8 blue flames, if you're close enough.
The two are flying in close formation. With the Lancaster 100 feet above him, Löwenherz can see every detail of the aircraft.
Sometimes we could read the squadron letters. Sometimes it was possible to see all the people in the bomber, ne, can say.
What's all that, Mark?
Flak from Venlo.
Did we tell you what he said to the wing commander, Skip?
Shut it, Bears. Keep your eyes on those dials.
What's this?
Put him straight, good and proper, didn't he?
I just told him what I felt. What the hell was that?
Trying to bump her up a bit. Is this something about crew changes, by any chance?
No jumped-up, snotty-nosed little pommy's going to move me from your crew, Skip. Cheeky bastard. Well, we're a damn good crew, and we'll stick together.
To the pilot, if you saw him, he reported, ich berühre, I touch. And then if he intend to attack you, ich mache poke poke.
Captain 1 to Ermin. Cattle drums. Loaded, Captain
1. Löwenherz gets ready to open fire on the Lancaster above him.
In the moment I pull the stick back, I let him go into the gun sight when shooting.
The fighter shudders as it teeters on the verge of stalling, hanging in the air stationary under the great bomber.
And when I had him in the gun sight, I kept him there. And they are still shooting, and then he must be hit, said Byrne.
As the Lancaster moves forward above them, Löwenherz's thumb hovers over the firing button on the stick.
They burn right away. It's tanks between number 1 and 2 engine.
On Lancaster Z for Zebra, Flight Lieutenant Martin Fleming, 21, and his crew on their first mission to Germany were totally unaware of Löwenherz's Junkers 88 until the first of 30 cannon shells entered through the forward hatch, missing the bomb aimer lying on it by an inch and exploding on contact with the forward gun turret. Löwenherz pulls back the stick and rakes his cannon fire down the wing root and tail of the Lancaster. One shell severs the throttle and rudder controls and bursts the glycol bottle. The whole of the cabin fills in a second with choking white mist. The bomb aimer is dead, and Fleming is mortally wounded. Another shell comes through the bomb bay and explodes under the navigator's position. In that peculiar way of explosions, it sucks the shattered, unrecognizable pieces of the navigator downwards while blowing out the astrodome and catapulting the wireless operator sitting under it out into the night unharmed. Charlie Carter hasn't got a scratch on him or a parachute.
Told Dad what you wrote about the dangers being exaggerated, Charlie. We all miss you and are looking forward to March the 1st.
Wireless operator Charlie Carter, 19 years of age, had been nervous all day. He was due home on leave soon to marry his fiancée, Lucy.
We've been seeing a lot of Lucy, and last night I got a look at the wedding dress.
Oh, God.
As Charlie falls, the cloud clears and he sees red and green lights all around him.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
It's really beautiful, Charlie. Lucy's mum is so handy with a needle. Let's hope Lucy takes after her.
I told you, always wear your parachute. I mean, always.
Thought I'd have time to grab it, Flight.
You two are going to be so happy together. I just know it. All love.
It is now 11 seconds since Löwenherz flicked off the safety catch. The next three shells fracture the metal formers where the rear fuselage is bolted on, effectively breaking the aircraft's back. The whole rear section buckles violently. It will fall away in 53 seconds. The mid-upper gunner is killed by shrapnel from the fifth explosion. The rear gunner, unharmed, clings to his weapons as he seesaws abruptly in the rear turret, his head hitting the perspex. It is almost a blessing when he dies. Decapitated by shrapnel from shell 30.
This fellow was burning. And then I moved away, right away, about 500 meters on the right side, and I watched him.
O Orange is a quarter of a mile away.
Meet up with the pilot. Lancaster in trouble, off starboard.
Thanks, Benji, we see him. It's Fleming.
Why don't they get out?
Löwenherz fired 180 shells in 7 seconds. 20 would have made the aircraft unflyable, but 30 have ripped through her. Pilot Officer Fleming is the last person left alive on Z-Zebra. His legs have been blown off at the knees, but he feels only terror.
I'm sorry! I'm so sorry, chaps! I can't hold it! Sorry, chaps! Bad show! I can't hold it!
He is still pulling on the useless control wheel, the cables long since blown away, when the aircraft ploughs into the ground. It is only 4 minutes after the first shell hit them. To Pilot Officer Fleming, it has seemed like 4 years.
All of a sudden, a voice screams out, "Skipper, we've been hit, we have had it, we're going down." Everybody on the crew at that particular moment thought it was our crew. But the intercom had got tangled, it was another crew. The nightmare was, as they were going down, each one was screaming. We heard them all screaming out, "Mother, mother, mother." Piercing screams still stays with me.
As Helmut Voss had hurried up the steps of his cellar some minutes before, Robbie Anderson Stirling was overhead, the first of over 100 carrying only incendiaries.
Bombs away, Skip.
And 3,000 magnesium sticks fall on Altgarten.
Plock, plock. This was the sound of the fire, stick fire bombs. We know nothing about the phosphor canisters. The official know something about it, but did not talk about it.
They penetrate roofs and burn anything or anyone that comes into contact with them. As Over Orange flies towards Altgarten following the rest of the stream, Sam Lambert's face and oxygen mask are lit by bursts of flak and light from the fires below. Digby, lying on his stomach over the forward hatch, looks for the dark shape which represents the lake to the north of Crayford.
Pressing on regardless for the wing coast EFC.
Pilot to Bombay, how are we doing, Digby?
I can see the markers, we're on the right track.
It was, you know, it was like a hobs of hell, if you like. No, it was awesome and frightening because, you know, you thought, God, on earth's going down there.
Looks like shit and derision down there, Skip.
Christ. I see it.
Of course you think of the people under the bombs. How could you?
Germany's full of medieval towns with narrow streets. They're
houses are built really close together.
Yeah, this is really very good, dear.
Yes, it is, Mummy.
We go up like tinder. You should see the bombing pictures.
That school in Catford last month didn't look too good either after the Hun was over. Neither did Coventry.
Well, they sowed the wind, now they'll reap the whirlwind, eh?
What exactly are you saying, Sam? Now, you're not saying we shouldn't bomb the Germans at all.
Maybe there should be an international ban on all area bombing.
Do you think Hitler could be trusted to keep to that?
It's not just factories, that's what I'm saying. We're killing German civilians too.
Killing Germans is the whole idea, I'd have thought. We're at war, Sam. More wine, Ruth.
Oh, thank you.
A war, by the way, we didn't start. That Hitler started. Thank you. Well, we'll finish it.
I'm not sure what we're doing will.
Maybe Churchill and Harris know better.
I doubt it.
Daddy might be right. If we bomb their cities and towns enough, the German people will turn against Hitler and his mob.
It doesn't work like that, Ruth. Remember Londoners during the Blitz? Everyone got behind Churchill and the war effort, even pacifists. The Germans will do the same. Every bomb we drop on civilians simply strengthens Hitler's position.
I jolly well hope you don't talk like this in front of your chaps.
Maybe I should. Perhaps some of them feel the same as me.
I rather doubt it.
So what do you want me to do, father-in-law?
Hmm?
Not think about it? Have no feelings? Just be a killing machine?
During the Great War, a man could get shot for the attitude you've displayed tonight. Excuse me.
Then the bombs came. When I was a child, I laughed. There was a thunderstorm, and as it remembered me to a thunderstorm when we had to go to the cellar. And as we had boom, boom. The whistling, is, I remember.
Helmut Voss was moving as briskly as his arthritis permitted, heading for his brother's house in Lieberflachstrasse. A huge pile of smouldering rubble lies where the Kaiser Building apartments once stood.
Please! Help, Paul! Help me! My wife's trapped in the cellar! Help me lift this up!
Voss never looked up to see the old man scrambling over the rubble. Who could be alive under that lot? His wife was obviously dead. What was the point, Voss thought? It was to be his last.
These air mines, they're the most dangerous things which came down. The most noisy things, and they made it's like a... It was such a terrible bump that everything was trembling.
In the Burgermeister's control center, explosions were marked by red flags and fires by yellow flags on the large-scale street map. Fräulein Josef began to worry they would run out of little flags before long.
It's you, Herr Burgermeister.
What are you talking about?
I can't go. The motor on fire.
Stand up straight when you report to me, young man.
The flames are as high as a house running down the street, sir.
Fräulein Gera, report this to the Gasmeister. Yes, go and tell her exactly where the fire... What?
And there ain't no water. The fireman says there are no homes that have gone flat.
Frau Berta, I want to speak to the waterworks manager on the telephone. But keep trying it, Alfie.
I don't. I'm dead.
Keep trying.
Yes.
You must get in touch with him.
Is somebody fixing it?
But there are dozens of underground fractures. They fix one, it leaks out somewhere else. What's wrong with your leg?
Bloody incendiary. It's nothing, just... Careless!
Burn through my trousers! You should get it fixed!
Everyone down!
Listen, we can't do anything here. And there are still patients up on the third floor of the East Wing. Old people, bedridden. We've got to evacuate them before the fire spreads.
Lead the way!
The main staircase is kaput. But we can use the service there.
Shit, that hurts.
You should get it looked at.
Yes, when the fire's out.
Look, we can get in through the Mutzenstrasse entrance if the fire hasn't spread.
You men, come with us.
The unchecked fires were getting out of control, joining together in one conflagration. Oxygen, flammable material, and people would be sucked in to feed the flames. The increasing winds heralded the firestorm. Twelve bombers a minute are passing over Altgarten. One is over Orange.
Lift, lift. Steady. Steady.
Bomb aimers passed lift, alterations lift. To course in the form of two lefts or one right.
Right.
The idea being that in the noise right. And confusion, this would be clearer.
Steady.
In the nose of the aircraft, Digby has his hand on the bomb release switch. His eyes on the flames and lights below. He aims at the center of the burning mass.
I wouldn't aim for the biggest fire. I'd aim for my perception of what the target was. Right. And if they coincide, a good show.
Bomb doors open, master switch on, bombs fused and selected.
Steady. Right. Lift. Steady. Out here, Skip. Target's coming up too soon.
It's the right place. Looks like an inferno.
Meet up with Skip. Flak getting closer.
Come on, Digby. Lift. Just drop the bastard things.
Steady. Steady. Lift.
Drop them!
Binti, you Skip. Did we just bump into something?
Get off the effing intercom, Binti.
Steady. Steady.
Flash your Skip. Bloody Sterling right below us.
Shit. Diggers, hold a second.
Once I did have a photograph of... photograph of a lovely Halifax below me, and a bombing bloke went mad. I said, well, geez, I couldn't see it, there was so much going on, I was concentrating, but there it was.
200 yards to the east of O Orange and flying at 18,000 feet was S for Sugar. Flight Lieutenant Sweet Bomb Aimer Tim Speak is in the nose with his eye to the bomb site.
Look, steady.
No, this isn't the place. Pilot to bomb aimer. What the blazes are you up to? I don't want a bomb here. Let's get right to the centre.
We are at dead centre target, sir.
I want them further in.
Flag to starboard, skipper.
I know, Murphy, you're not blind. Do you see what I mean, Speak? It'll be under us any moment.
Oh, my God, sir. Just tell me.
What the hell's wrong?
Sorry,
sir. Take it
easy. It was coming right at me.
Get a grip of yourself, Speak, and stop calling me sir. I'm not a blasted bank manager. Skipper. Now... can you see the centre?
Yes, I can still make it.
Flak's getting a bit close.
Open bomb doors.
Not on your Nelly. We bloody overshot it now. Right, Murphy, we're going round again.
Don't stir, Skip.
What?
You're crossing the stream, Skip.
Relax, Murphy. I know what I'm doing.
Bomb score.
Sam Lambert feels the aircraft lift up as the bombs drop away.
Close the bomb doors, let's get...
Bonnet, Skip. Bonnet flash isn't gone.
What? Say again.
The sodding photo flash is hung up. Try the switch again, sonny.
What's up with the photo flash, Digby?
It won't budge. Try waggling the wheels, Skip.
Hang on. Jimmy, you're nearest. Take a deco. Holding her steady.
Jimmy here, Skip. I can see the photo flash bomb and it's not budging.
Here goes. I'm trying to shake it out. Get smarter, and then let's try to take your picture.
Not budging, Skip. It's stuck.
Blooming heck. That was close.
Can't stay up here forever.
It's jammed solid.
The Würzburg radar operator at Turnhofen had S for Sugar as his target. And when they came round again... the operator couldn't believe his luck. A night fighter from Krunsvik, codenamed Cats 3, was guided onto her and was now closing in. The pilot of the Junkers 88, 19-year-old Hermann Gramlich, was an expert. His radar operator had S for Sugar half a mile ahead as Sweet brought her round for his second bombing run. At St. Antonius's hospital, the fire was now spreading to the main wing.
Have they evacuated the basement yet?
No point. They're safer in there.
Not if this lot comes down on them.
We could hear the sounds of the heavy engines of the incoming bombers, and we heard the flak and the bombs. And in our cellar, looking at each other out of big eyes, without saying a word, we listened for the explosions of the bombs coming closer.
Especially the elderly women prayed very often. That was very interesting in the time of the National Socialist Movement. because it was not very popular to pray in public. That was a very impressive situation in the crowded shelter buildings.
Quickly, you men! We haven't got all night!
Climbing towards the third floor is Geert Berle and Johannes Ilfer, the fire chief.
What's that noise? Sounds like singing.
The old ones, trapped in their beds, watching the bombs drop. But there's nothing else they can do.
Do you feel that, Geert? The whole building's moving.
Our forefathers built these places to last. It won't collapse.
Really?
Neither will we while there's work still to do for the fatherland. Don't you listen to our Führer on the wireless.
Of the four 500-pound bombs from Lambert's aircraft, one demolished the main post office. Among the thousands of letters which will burn there tonight was Geert Berle's letter to August. Two others landed in the public park, but the last of the four went off in the grounds of the hospital. Mercifully, Sam Lambert would never know the devastating effect. The outer wall of the hospital buckled and tumbled into the courtyard, exposing the wards on the third floor and giving the helpless patients in their beds a vast panoramic view of the town in flames. Immediately after, the metal framework gave way completely and the third floor tilted down towards the courtyard. Beds began to slide across the highly polished floor towards the inferno. Nurses tried to grab hold of patients and were dragged over the edge with them. Bodies and beds fall 90 feet into the burning courtyard, piling on top of each other. Then the building collapses, showering the writhing, screaming mass of bodies with burning material, bricks, concrete, and metal.
Pilot to navigator, Cohen, can you hear me?
Sam banks steeply and turns O-orange away from the devastation below him.
Give me a course for Nordvik.
300 degrees, Skipper.
Searchlights off the port beam, Skip.
Compass at 300 degrees.
They're gonna air starboard beam. Some poor sod's got hit by a bloody night fighter.
It's like one of our lines.
The rear gunner on Esver Sugar had seen the night fighter just as it opened fire. He was blown apart by the first 20mm shell. The 19.5 grams of hexogen A1 high explosive liquefied his torso, and heat from the incendiary which followed it, burning at 2,500 degrees, incinerated what was left of his corpse.
Turn it on fire, Skip!
Feather port in, Murphy, and push extinguisher, will you?
Closing throttle, revs down, fuel cock off, feathering port inner, extinguisher on!
Come in, rear gunner. Let's hear your lame excuses.
Fire was up here, Skip, in the rear section. It's all shut to buggery, sir. Franks, oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
The bomb's gone. Close bomb doors.
Who gave the order to drop those bombs? I didn't,
well,
sir.
Well, I thought I had the order. Sorry, sir.
This op doesn't count now. A jettison is the same as an abort. I'm having you court-martialed for this.
Well, I heard the order, sir.
Shall we prepare to bail out, sir?
No, sir. We certainly shan't prepare to bail out, sir.
Oh, God.
In the cellar, it was over 10 minutes since Herr Voss had left Anna and Hansel with the two SS men.
Come on, this, that. No! Careful, idiot!
Why are you taking Herr Voss's things?
He has no more need of them.
Herr Voss, are you out there? He may be hurt.
He's not coming back, I told you. Now sit down and shut up!
You know the penalty for looting.
I said shut it!
Oh! Leave Anna alone, you!
Oh, I'm all right, Hansel. The boy's father is an Oberleutnant in the Luftwaffe. He'll learn about this.
Against the wall! Get out of there! You two, boy, move! I've wasted enough time!
Please, no.
Well, what do you know? I had the combination all the time. Empty the safe.
Esver Sugar was now flying with two engines feathered. And now another one, the starboard outer, was on fire too, and it wasn't responding to the fire extinguisher mounted in the engine. The bomb aimer's speak had bailed out, and the mid-upper gunner and rear gunner were dead. The wireless operator had bailed out too, against Sweet's direct order. Sweet didn't know it, but the oxygen feed to his mask was ruptured. Soon he would be euphorically happy before losing consciousness.
Order an evacuation, skipper. The aircraft's had it.
Rubbish. Navigator, plot a course for Wallyford.
But he's dead, you mad bastard.
I'll have them court-martialed. 252s for the lot of them. God, bail out, Murphy, go on.
Wings gone, Christ. She's going into a spin.
Look at you scrambling along. Her hands on the floor. Oh, I know what I'm doing. And we'll all swing together with our bodies between our knees.
Later, Murphy wouldn't remember how he got to the forward hatch as he fought the centrifugal force of the aircraft rolling over and over again.
Come on, damn you! Come on, damn you!
Falling through the night sky, Mickey Murphy waited as long as possible before pulling the cord. When he did, the world switched off. Fisher and his corporal were loading their booty into the Kugelwagen outside Herr Voss's house when the bomb from Tommy Carter's Lancaster, Joffre King, landed. 500 pounds of high explosive blew the bodies of the two men high into the air. If their eyes had still been functional, they would have been able to see Herr Voss himself lying in the gutter two streets away, his head caved in by a piece of shrapnel, his life's blood draining along the gutter. As the dust settled, they would also have seen Herr Voss's house completely demolished.
Bomb door's closed. Let's loosen them out and get some speed. Head in, please, navigator.
Okay, skipper.
It would be Tommy Carter's birthday at midnight, his 20th. And his ground crew back at Wally Fen were arranging a surprise party for him. By now, 227 men, women and children had died at the bombed hospital. Bodies lay piled up outside, some of them bursting into flames from the heat of the fire. There was no water to douse them. Identification was going to be a long and gruesome process.
Carefully does it!
Geert Berl and Johannes Ilfer carry an old man away from the hospital to the first aid station set up around the corner.
Nurse! You see, I told you we'd get you in one piece.
Oh, the old bastard's dead! After all that, the old sod goes and snuffs it!
Get old pal! I can't!
Johannes! Johannes! Hey, you! Come over here! My friend needs help!
Fireman, it's something
else. Oh, he's got a burn on the leg. Bloody incendiary got him.
Don't move me. I'm all right.
Shut up. Help me cut up his trousers.
No! Now, let the nurse have a look at it, you fool.
Oh, my God. It's all right. It's not hurting. Not at all.
Hey, where are you going? Wait.
Look, it's burned right through to the bone. He's had it. I need it elsewhere.
Get!
Well, what is it, old mate?
Anna Luisa. Tell her I love her when you see her.
What?
You know. Such a sweet face. Promise me.
Look, I'm going to get you a doctor, old mate. That nurse is talking cock. You lie there. Johannes. Johannes. Oh, Johannes.
Flight Lieutenant Terry Sweet watches the earth rush up as his aircraft spirals downwards.
That's funny. Ruthie, you should have married me. I'm a smashing flat in London. DSO, DFC.
Lovely red MG. I'm turning a hero.
Flight engineer Nicky Murphy woke a few minutes after Sweet had crashed to find himself unharmed and tangled up in his parachute in a tree. He was afraid to undo his buckle, not knowing in the pitch dark that his feet were only a few inches above the ground. It was more than an hour later that he heard the lorry.
Hey! Hey, you! Help me!
It was carrying fire volunteers and engineers who had just come from the burning hospital at Altgarten.
English bomber flyer?
No, not English. Ich bin Islander. Prisoner of war, yeah? Oh,
come on, you Jerry bastards.
We get ladder, you wait.
That's right, I quite like it up here now.
Let's kill the son of a bitch. Gunther, get the axes.
In the ruins of Herr Fosse's house, the rubble had settled. Only the cellar had not caved in, and here a glimmer of life survived. Hansel had fallen asleep, but Anna Luisa was awake. The floor was 2 inches deep in cold water.
The bombing stopped. Thank you, God, for sparing our lives.
22 tons of brick and concrete leant against the other side of a cellar door. It would never open again.
Anna,
go back to sleep.
I want to go home.
We have to stay here a bit longer.
Will you sing to me, Anna? Mummy used to sing me to sleep.
Of course. Come here. La 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 la.
The water was still rising.
Pilot to all crew. I'm going to drop her down, put on a bit of speed.
Mid up, are you? Suits me, Skip. I want to be in bed before midnight and asleep by one.
If only you had sleep with one eye open, Vinci. It's one of these nights for us to walk in with one of those bloody big gherkins.
Either an effing good pair of boots to walk home from Ran Bloody Goon, boy.
All right, you two, that's enough.
Night fighter pilot Baron Victor von Löwenherz had had a successful night. 2 Lancasters shot down, and now another one being lined up.
Any sign of him on your screen, Rudy?
No, sir.
Captor 1 to Ehrman, no radar fix. Confirm heading.
Ehrman to Captor 1, you are closing with him. He's lost altitude. Steer 30 degrees, Rolf, and 3,900 meters.
Captor 1, understood. He's hiding in the cloud, Rudy.
Questioned later that week, Unteroffizier Rudi Müller, radar operator on Löwenherz's Junkers 88, would insist that his captain had been as usual that night, that he had never mentioned anything about Unteroffizier Himmel or any secret document, and Rudi would be telling the truth.
Got him. A kilometer away. Steer right, 20 degrees. We're overtaking him.
Good work, Rudi.
900 meters in total.
But you can see the flames of the motors and the black monstrum. And it was very good to see against the light heaven.
500 meters. 450.
I have him. Ehrman from Katza 1. In contact.
Over Orange was now centered in Löwenherz's sights. Rear gunner Flash Gordon had seen him against the glow of Altgarten.
Are you sure he's seen us, Flash?
Oh, yes, Skipper. He's dropping down.
Bastards trying to come underneath us.
Oh, God! He's firing! Corkscrew! Go!
Lambert didn't corkscrew this time. He kicked the rudder bar hard to the left and pulled both starboard throttles fully back, killing their fuel supply. O-Orange twisted abruptly to the right and jerked almost to a standstill. Löwenherz was going too fast to react and skimmed over the top of the Lancaster 6 feet separate.
Look at his course, Skip!
Airspeed 120 and
falling!
Stop the throttles again. Pilot to rear gunner, are you still there?
It didn't happen, dear.
It's coming up. 125. 130. 135.
Oh, no, kicking dog.
never falls off its hinge.
Not here. Crossing the miles, Skip. Crikey, this H2S thing works.
Thanks, Coach.
We've lost him, Skipper. He's disappeared. Gone off with his tail between his legs.
Need up for you, Skip. Can you relieve me up here? I've got a touch of cramp.
I'll go with you, Jimmy.
Glad of a change of scenery.
Like most wireless operators, Jimmy Grimm was a trained air gunner.
Keep an eye out, Jimmy.
Well, lads, only doubts about my rear view now.
We didn't have to come to a standstill. Well done, Skip. I bet that Chevy's wondering about that. What's happened there, Skip?
And these boys Jimmy, were a very big disadvantage. They were tired for 5 hours, but I had only endurance of 3.5 hours, 4 hours, and I knew that is now the time where you look around. I was fresh, I was ready for action. These tired fellows were tired, of course.
A few less hours and I'll be my guess, Sam.
The 10.5-centimeter shell was radar-guided from a flak battery at Nijmegen. The explosion was 30 feet below them. The blast punched a hole in the side of O Orange, 5 feet across. Pieces of shrapnel ripped into Jimmy Grimm, pulverizing his lower half. Hands still twitching on the machine guns, he was killed instantly, and his entrails and his legs were now just a mess across the aircraft floor. Other smaller pieces of shrapnel peppered the fuselage and bomb bay. One hit Sam. He slumped forward over the control wheel. A large shard of steel blew the photoflash bomb into the midships. Cohen, the navigator, caught the full force of 1,000,000 candle power in his face.
Are you hit, Skip?
I'll survive.
You're bleeding!
Leave it. Go back and see what's happened.
But I can't just
move
like
somebody
this.
Back there needs morphine. Get out the sodding box, Murphy. Move yourself, Murphy. Sounds like Gregson. Oh, God, not again. Oh, no.
Walter Reisman stumbled as he stepped out past the sandbags of the town hall at Altgarten. He had aged suddenly.
We can rebuild. We can rebuild.
The lever, Frau Kirk, too. 15th century altar clock up in place. The hospitals had it. Have a drink, Walter. Looted schnapps.
Mm. We live to fight another day, Goethe.
My shop is gone.
No.
There's been a ball the grocer's shop in our garden for 70 years until tonight.
Stop bellyaching. Terror flyers will never crush our German will. The Reich will last 1,000 years. Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
Official figures for that night show that 290 bombers had attacked Altgarten in the 27 minutes from 8:30 p.m. to 8:57 p.m. around 12 per minute. Each dropped an average of 12,000 pounds of bombs and incendiaries.
Oh, Herr Bürgermeister, hear you.
Yes? Well, what is it, Frau Josef?
Urgent message from Bendler.
But what is it?
400 more bombers expected in 5 minutes.
What?
Well, read it. All essential personnel to take shelter. 400 bombers! 400 bombers!
The next wave began bombing the burning town of Altgarten at 21:20 hour. The world had gone mad for Walter Reisman and the rest of the townspeople. Of the 705 aircraft sent to bomb Krefeld that night, only 8 ignored the marker flares on the fires in Altgarten and went on to bomb the actual target. Flying over Holland towards the North Sea, Sam Lambert was fighting to keep O Orange flying straight and level, ignoring the blood running down his face and the screams coming from behind him.